Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Johannesburg begin die week met 'n maksimum van 25. Polokwane gaan op na 24 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek's Lis hierdie en in Pretoria is verkeers te buite werking op UFees weg. Dit werk hier by Monumentstraat nie.
In your sports, Siya Kolisi and Kurt Lee Arendse doubtful for the Springboks rematch against the All Blacks in Cape Town. And star sprinter Mpumelelo Mhlongo wins Team South Africa's first medal at the Paralympics.
Dis die maandag na 'n dodelike naweek op die land se paaie. In Limpopo is 5 mense dood in 'n busongeluk gisteraand. Die bus van Zimbabwe het beheer verloor en omgeslaan. Verskeie ander passasiers is ook beseer en na hospitale vervoer. In KwaZulu-Natal is 21 mense die naweek op die provinsie se paaie dood. Dit sluit in 6 mense wat dood is toe 'n taxi in Nkandla gebots en aan die brand geslaan het. Hulle was lede van die Mkhonto Sizwe party.
Working closer with SAPS, working closer as a Department of Transport will be visiting certain families who were involved in the Nkandla accident.
KwaZulu-Natal se LER vir vervoer en menslike nedersettings, Sibonise Duma, sê hy vrees dat die hoë aantal ongelukke op die provinsie se paaie 'n negatiewe impak kan hê op toerisme in die gebied. Meer oor die ongeluk in Kandla, dis by jackaranda.fm.com, klik op news. Adjunkt-president Paul Mashatile sê misdadigers het brutaal geword in hul desperate poging om misdaad te pleeg. Hy het gister die hoofrede gelewer by die polisie se jaarlikse herdenkingsdag by die Uniegebou in Pretoria, waar hulde gebring is aan die beamptes in blou wat gesterf het in die uitvoering van hulle pligte. Daar is in die 2023-2024 boekjaar 39 polisielede vermoor. Mashatile sê dit is hoogverraad.
To all serving police officers, please do not give up the battle against crime. The Hawks work is ongoing to bring justice to families who lost their loved ones in the fight against crime. And we are hoping that they will receive harsh sentences because killing a police officer is tantamount to treason.
Suid-Afrika se eerste vroue hoofregter het gister amptelik haar termyn afgeskop. Mandisa Maya vat oor by Raymond Zondo wat afgetree het. Hoofregter Maya is aangestel deur president Cyril Ramaphosa en sy was voorheen die hoof van die Appelhof. In internasionale nuus in Gaza het VN-agentskappe en plaaslike gesondheidsamptenare 'n ambisieuse veldtog van stapel gestuur om 640.000 kinders teen polio in te ent. Die Wêreldgesondheidsorganisasie sê om doeltreffend te wees, moet minstens 90% van kinders onder 10 in 'n kort tydperk ingeënt word. Die eerste bevestigde poliogeval in 25 jaar is onlangs in Gaza ontdek. En terug by die huis skyn die son vandag vir die begin van 'n mooi weersweek. Pretoria en Johannesburg op na 25, Mbombela 22, Emalahleni 23, Polokwane 24, Rustenburg op na 29. Maar die koue front is oor die Weskaap, want daar is Kaapstad vandag op na 30 grade. Durban 22, Tobega 23, Bloemfontein 27. Ek's Gerda de Souza, the top story this hour. 5 people have died in a bus crash in Limpopo.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Tickets to Plessis was seen in viral videos downing beer against other guys. He's not only a great UFC fighter, he also downs a beer in an inordinate amount of time.
Record time.
It's 2.3 seconds.
No way.
So to give you an idea, well, this is what 2.3 seconds will be. To give you another perspective, it's the same length as this.
Hello Vietnam, I don't want Vietnam.
How hard can it be?
I don't know about this. I've never tried to down and bear my life.
See, this is the problem I have, and I suck at it.
You're a musician. Come on,
no, I can't.
All right, so we're going to pour out a fake beer. And go!
Yay, us! Well done, guys.
It's not even...
felt so much better than it looked.
I'm not even halfway.
No, I'm not even a third even of the way.
Who did the best, though?
I think you did.
It's a very sad indictment.
As a person in HR, you guys just gave me anxiety.
That's a great slogan for the show.
What? We'll give you anxiety.